gay rights in Africa are a mixture of very many things. You see laws like the Nigerian law coming up. You see laws like the one that is in Uganda that the president has refused to sign so far. But then you have some countries that are very liberal. Kenya is one of them, even though the laws in Kenya do criminalize consensual same-sex conduct between men or women. Generally in Africa, most of the African countries have criminalized same-sex conduct, South Africa being the only country in Africa that has equality laws on same-sex conduct on same-sex persons. So generally in Africa, there's a lack of equality for lesbians, gays, and bisexual persons in the laws. There are some countries that do not mention same-sex conduct in their laws, but these countries are also the societies in these countries are quite homophobic. So generally, there's a lot of homophobia. There's a lot of there are laws that persecute lesbians and gays, and there is just one country that has equality laws, and that's South Africa.
So, Anthony, why do you think it is like this in a continent like Africa?
It's a mixture of various factors. There's the fact that for most of the countries that have criminalizing provisions, these laws came from the Victorian era. So they are inherited laws from colonization by British colonization. There is also the cultural factor. There's this assumption that gays and lesbians were not accepted by culture, yet there is a lot of anthropological studies that show that there is existence of lesbians and gays in Africa in the past. There's also the religious factor, the fact that religion is taken very highly in most of the African countries, and the fact that religion is perceived to outlaw homosexuality. That is also a factor that plays into the repression of gay rights in Africa.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, sure.
Are you gay yourself?
Yes, I am.
So how has your life been? You grew up in Kenya.
Yes, I grew up in Kenya. I hid it for the longest time. It was incredibly difficult, you know, living a double life, trying to portray to society that you're someone else, yet within yourself, within the people that you meet and the people that you hang out with, you are someone else completely different. So I hid it for quite a long time until I started working for the Gay and Lesbian Coalition of Kenya. And I worked as the legal officer for the Gay and Lesbian Coalition of Kenya for a year. And it was during this time that I realized there's a lot of human rights violations for lesbians and gays in Kenya and across the globe. And I saw so many cases of people being beaten in the streets, people being arrested arbitrarily, people attempting suicide because they came out to their parents and the parents decided they're going to try and change them by bringing men. So this is a lesbian woman who attempted suicide because she came out to her parents and the parents wanted to change her back to being straight by bringing men to have sex with her. So I saw all these cases and it really touched me and I decided that this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to try and change, to try and make a difference for the lives of gays and lesbians in Kenya and in Africa as a whole. And that's when I came out. And when I came out, there was a lot of mixed reactions. My family, my mother is incredibly religious, so it took a while for her to accept the fact that I am gay and this is what I do. And I'm putting myself out there for the people who are like me. So it was a bit of a tough period for me when I started working, when I came out, and I had friends disown me, but those are people you know on Facebook and people I went to high school with. But that was just a small part of the bigger picture. I have very supportive friends. My mother is now very supportive of what I do. And it has become easier as time goes by because I surrounded myself with people who are supporting me.
Have you been afraid, like for your life, or just really afraid sometimes?
Yes, there's always that fear. There's always that fear, especially once you work in this field and you see all the violations that happen. I always am at the back of my mind aware that any time someone may walk up to me because they saw me on TV and they might hit me or just, you know, throw a rock at me. So I'm always afraid of that. I always have that in the back of my mind.
So being homosexual, living in Nairobi, can you still go, I don't know, to some bar or to some discotheque? Or do you have like places where you can stay with people, with other homosexual people?
There are places like that in Nairobi. There are a few gay-friendly bars in Nairobi. It's not exclusively gay, but it's gay-friendly. There are, you know, people meet on social networking sites. So there are some spaces that the gay and lesbian community has created for itself in Nairobi. And I'm sure, and I've seen this also in Uganda, where people say that it's the worst place to be gay. I've seen spaces that lesbians and gays have created for themselves, have owned, and can actually meet people, can socialize with each other. And this is true for most of the other African countries.
Would you go to Uganda or Nigeria?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if as a gay man and as a human rights activist, if I tie myself down to Nairobi and say I cannot go to Uganda or Nigeria because of these laws, then that would be making my work moot. I want to go there. I want to, if at all it's possible, I will try and influence some change in perceptions of LGBT persons, of lesbians and gays, influence changing perceptions of how society looks at these people. So I will easily go to Uganda and I will have no problems with it.